Bekran Zaft says this of execution day. The jailers gathered in the auditorium with a slow, funereal tread. Lavos escorted Yavi to the execution dais. He gently raised a hood over Yavi's head, cobra-like. He turned, then, to face the Orokin Warden, shotgun trembling in his mighty hands. The silence, Zaf says, was absolute. But then, from beneath the hood, came a whisper. Yavi had some final words for his student. The Orokin jailer shifted uncomfortably, looked to his functionaries. Would the execution even take place? Lavos gave a stiff bow to Yavi and activated his power. Yavi's skin peeled off in one grisly sloughing. He liquefied into a biological soup. A cheer went up from the assembled jailers. Lavos gathered the remains of Yavi tenderly in his hands. A soft glow emanated from them, as in one horrible moment, Yavi's Orokin oppressors realized what they beheld. And then, panic. Lavos was transmuting the remains. A twining, living snake seethed up Lavos's left arm. Yavi transformed, and still, after a fashion, alive, just as they had feared. A second snake coiled around his right arm, this one sprouting from Lavos's own flesh. Then Lavos leapt into the midst of the assembly, hurling vials left and right, bathing the hapless screaming jailers and functionaries and their warden in icy vitriol. Not one survived. Not for long, anyway. And Bekran Zaft? Lavos bowed to her and moved on.